interviewing them to determine what they knew, what they saw, and what they can share with us that will help us figure out exactly what happened here today. There were no other injuries. We do have people who are extremely upset by what they saw today and what they witnessed, so we want to make sure we support them. We cannot release the identities of the decedents at this time, pending the notification of the next of kin, but we're working through all that. So it'll be a very methodical investigation, even though we have a pretty good idea about what transpired inside the business. So at this time, the business is locked down. We'll be grabbing the evidence, processing that scene, interviewing witnesses in a very methodical and comprehensive fashion to make sure we get a good picture of what led up to today and what we can do in the future to prevent it.
Chief, can you tell us, were all of the victims UPS employees?
At this time, it appears to be so, but it's very preliminary. So we'll work through that as we talk to these witnesses and get good identification on everyone.
So you at this point cannot confirm that he was fired yesterday?
No, I cannot confirm that.
Chief, your reaction to the situation, just in general?
Well, it's extremely troubling for the city, for these families that are involved, because when these people came to work today, they had no idea that this would be their last day here on earth, and to have this happen to them while they're inside their place of employment, doing what we want people to do. Find a job, work, be productive, give back to society, do all those things. And they were doing that. No one was doing anything risky, but they were just people working at their job. And for them to lose their lives today is extremely sad, reflects on society. It reflects that the fact that we have people who, whatever they think their challenges are, violence is never the answer. And so we've had people to lose their lives today who didn't deserve it.
Chief, does it appear that the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at this point? They were dead prior to tactical team's entry?
When the officers entered the facility, they identified and located the three bodies that were there, and one of those is obviously the shooter. And it appears he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police never fired any shots, correct?
No, police never fired any shots. Did not even hear any shots when they arrived. So it appears at that time when the officers arrived in the parking lot and made entry according to their training, this is how we respond to active shooter situations. You don't wait for a tactical team to arrive. Those initial patrol units have to rally up, develop that quick plan, go in and do what they can to neutralize the threat. But at this time, when they arrived inside the facility, the incident in all respects was already over.
Have you been given any indication in terms of where, can you give any indication in terms of where in the building? Was this right inside the doorway, further in?
As you enter the warehouse area of the facility, it appears everything occurs in the warehouse area, in or near the offices. And so we'll have a timeline for you later. And at this point in time, we'll end this portion and clear the roadway, and we'll give updates throughout the day.
Thanks for your time, Chief.